Bronco Summer Hour. The Philco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment. With Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Bob Johnston, Eileen Woods, and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wires. Paul Whiteman jumps the gun on the 4th of July, musical fireworks to the tune of the Stars and Stripes Forever. And here he is, the guy they were thinking of when they made up the slogan, "Eat a bigger breakfast, be a bigger man," Paul Whiteman.
Thank you, Glenn Riggs, and hello, everybody. Come right on in and sit down on the old Philco Piazza. The rocking chairs are lined up, and if that sounds like too much work, Popsy, you can catch yourself a little lying down on the porch swing. And if you don't know where the swing is, I'm sure Bob Johnson would be glad to show it to you.
Well, it's right over there, but sit down on it gently, will you? I'm saving it for Eileen Woods.
What are you worrying about Eileen for? I'm looking out for her.
I know, that's what I'm worried about.
Eileen, while these boys are scuffling around, suppose you drift over here and tell me what's on your vocal mind.
I'm waiting to sing a song, Paul.
And the name of it?
It Could Happen to You.
It could. Well, well, I'll get the band going, and you pop on whenever you're ready.
Someone walked the sky and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring run when church bells ring.
It is now well known that the miracle of electronics is playing a vital part in the conduct of this war. And Philco, as the world's largest radio manufacturer, is playing a vital part in the supply of radar and electronic equipment to our armed forces. For 12 straight years before the war, the vast majority of radio buyers throughout the country learned to look to Philco for the newest engineering developments, the finest tone and performance, and the greatest in radio and phonograph values. Certainly, the star-studded Army-Navy E-flags that fly above the Philco plants are assurance that war research and production will qualify Philco to occupy an equally commanding position when the tasks of war are done. Yes, finer radios and phonographs are coming after the war. Television, too, with its promise of exciting new entertainment for your home. And again, you can look to Philco for leadership. Again, the highest developments of modern electronic science will be yours under the Philco name. Famous for quality the world over.
Back in the days when jazz was that funny music that those guys with the funny hats were playing, yours truly used to make music with nine, count them, nine syncopating citizens. Most of the time we made it up as we went along. But when we learned it real good, it was an arrangement. And I dug up one of those arrangements, a Whiteman original. And right now, we're going to try it on for size. It's the Awanga Awanga Blahoohoos, and kick it off, boys.
Thank you. store just had to sound like that. But, you know, we never heard it that way. To us, it sounded more like this.
There's a rumor going around that we're being unfair to Bob Johnston, that we're making him out to be lazy.
And nothing would, we assure you, could be farther from the truth. He ain't really lazy.
Heavens to Betsy, no. He's just easygoing. He's got a schedule like everybody else. It's just that it's a slow schedule. And we can prove it.
On the night of June 2nd, when I asked you how you were getting on in the big city, Mr. Johnston, what was your reply?
Fine, fine. We have an agreement. I don't bother it, and it don't bother me.
Leave us call that Exhibit A. And Eileen Woods, I believe you have a grievance, too. Could you be wood enough, that is, Miss Goods, would you, Eileen, what did he do?
Well, he called me for a date. I said, fine. He said, when? I said, Thursday. He said, no.
And why did he say no?
He said he never gets up that early.
You begin to see our case. Finally, I ask you directly, Mr. Johnston, what's the name of your song?
I'll remember April.
And here it is, July. See what I mean? The prosecution rests. But not you, Johnston. You sing.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll sigh goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone, where we have walked together. Be glad, I'll be content. You loved me once in April. Your lips were warm, and love and spring were new. But I'm not afraid.
fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be
a soldier with us today through special permission of the training command of the Army Air Forces, Private First Class Stanley Friedman. He is piano soloist with the band of the training command of the Army Air Forces, conducted by Master Sergeant Harry Bluestone. The band was formerly stationed at Fort Worth, Texas, and is currently at Yale University, New Haven.
Check with you on that, Glenn. Stan just finished playing with me on the Bond tour, and I consider him an exceptionally brilliant young piano virtuoso. Among many other accomplishments, Private Friedman won the McDowell Club Award in 1942. Later in the program, he'll give us a different example of his ability, but right now, Stan kind of lets his hair down and does things to good old Honeysuckle Rose. Take it, Stan.
Thank you. At this moment, our Philco reporter, George Hayes, is standing by in the newsroom to bring you the reports hot off the wires. So here we go to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes. World attention has been directed to the Pacific, for from that battle theater comes these startling developments. One, since the Marines and Doughboys stormed the shore on Saipan Island, they have buried more than 6,000 Japanese dead. Two, the showdown battle for Saipan is about to begin. Admiral Nimitz sends us these details from Pearl Harbor. He says the bloody fighting has reached a fierce new peak of intensity. So far, the Japs haven't been able to do much to stop the advance of superior American power. And now war correspondent says the moment has arrived. The showdown battle for Saipan is about to begin. White Russia may be the locale of one of the greatest disasters ever inflicted on the German army. The battle is swiftly building up to a climax. Triumphant Soviet armies have already cut off Minsk, capital of White Russia, and one of the greatest prizes before Berlin. An estimated 300,000 Nazis in Minsk are virtually cut off from escape. A dispatch from Stockholm says the general strike in Copenhagen is over. An agreement reportedly has been reached between the Nazi overlords and Danish authorities. The Finnish premier, Edwin Linkomies, took to the air today to explain why Finland became partners with the Nazis. He claims Finland had to fight or abandon herself to what he called the tender mercies of the Russians. In the broadcast, the premier committed his government to continue the war with Russia until released from partnership by the Germans. In Normandy, the enemy is beating his head against a stone wall. Nazi Field Marshal Rommel hurled no less than 25 counterattacks against the British line below Caen. All collapsed with grave losses under Allied firepower from land, sea, and air. Enemy targets over a wide portion of Europe rocked to the crash of Allied bombs during the day. Huge forces of heavy bombers from Italy pounded objectives in Hungary and Yugoslavia. Bombers from Britain hit the rocket coast of France. About 5,000 Allied bombers participated in the major two-way smash. In Italy, American forces have captured Cecina, just 17 miles below the great port of Leghorn. In Washington, President Roosevelt has eulogized Norman Davis, head of the Red Cross, who died today. Says the president, a career of great and varied usefulness closed with the death of Norman Davis. Secretary of State Hull has sent a message to the International Monetary Conference being held at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire. Mr. Hull predicts the conference will have a far-reaching effect upon the reconstruction and rehabilitation of the world. And that's the news from your Philco reporter. Thank you, George Hayes. One of the oldest gags on radio is the request number that nobody but the boys in the studio ever asked for. But today we've got a request number that's real. And ladies and gentlemen, we intend to fill this bill and then some. It's a request from the boys on fighting fronts from New Caledonia to Cherbourg, from Alaska to Rome.
Yes, sir, those boys can have anything they ask for. And when they ask for music and I can deliver it, they're doing me a favor.
They've told the Special Services Division of the Army they'd like to have Paul make a V-disc. Then the Special Services Division makes 250,000 copies for the boys overseas. Phonograph records tailor-made for them.
See that turntable spinning? Fellas, this is from all of us to all of you. You ask for take me out to the ball game. Batter up, you're a pitching, and believe me, all of us are cheering. So let's play ball.
Thank you. decision by the summer that I'm really going on a spree. Doesn't matter if I don't get home until it's 3. Hey! Tina's gonna root for the whole team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1 across the middle, 2 at just the corner, 3 strikes, you're on at the ball game.
To the halfway mark of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blue Network. This is the Philco Hour with Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, Hi-Lo, Jack and the Dame, Paul Whiteman, and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. The second half of our show this afternoon is a tribute to one of America's great composers. But I think Paul will enlarge on that for you.
7 years ago, America and the world picked up the papers one morning and learned with a shock that George Gershwin was no longer with us. George was one of my best friends. I met him when he was in his very early 20s, and I had the pleasure of presenting for the first time his Rhapsody in Blues. Well, even though his fame was great, like so many other composers and artists, it's been during the past 7 years that all his music has reached its peak of appreciation and affection. So today, as I've done every day since 1937, we're dedicating this part of the show to George Gershwin, my 7th memorial concert to a great musical genius. Here's one of George's time-honored hit numbers from a show called Girl Crazy. It's called I've Got Rhythm. Thank you.
Watch Philco in refrigeration after the war. Owners of the Philco refrigerator today can give you a hint of the new ideas and advanced design which you may expect of the Philco refrigerator tomorrow. For they are enjoying now the benefits of the original thinking and exclusive features which Philco introduced to refrigeration before the war. Philco was the first, for instance, to recognize the importance of frozen storage in the home by introducing a complete line of refrigerators with full-size, separate frozen food compartments in addition to the ice cube chamber. That alone is a hint of what is to come. The technique of frozen foods and frozen storage has loomed as one of the most revolutionary developments of modern food keeping. And you can depend upon Philco in the future to bring the full enjoyment of these new developments to your home. Yes, watch Philco in refrigeration after the war. The first time the Rhapsody in Blue was heard anywhere was on the night of February 12, 1924, at Aeolian Hall in New York. The importance of the work was recognized immediately and boosted George Gershwin into the limelight, where he stayed until the end. Since that night, Paul has used the Rhapsody as his theme, and it certainly wouldn't be a memorial concert to George Gershwin unless Paul played it. The Rhapsody in Blue, with Private First Class Stanley Friedman at the piano.
Thank you.
In the winter of 1935, George Gershwin decided to write an American opera. So he packed up his things and retired for a couple of years, and didn't show up again on Broadway until 1937. The music he had under his arm when he returned was the score for Porgy and Bess. The Theater Guild presented it, and although it won critical acclaim, it didn't quite seem to click with the public. Well, Gershwin passed on. And during those following years, folks began to think a bit more, sing a bit more, and play a bit more. Songs like I Got Plenty of Nothing, Tain't Necessarily So, Summertime, and all the other great melodies. Then a couple of years ago, Porgy was revived. This time, you couldn't get near the theater to buy seats for a year. It toured the country and was a sellout wherever it played. So tonight, Paul would like to play a few of the songs from Porgy and Bess, another of George Gershwin's great contributions to singing America.
Nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on the door. They scared somebody that wanna rob 'em while they're out making more. What for? I got no lock on the door. That's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor. That's okay with me. But the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are all free. Got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. Got my gal, got my Lord, got my song. Necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so. To see that your creature is liable to feature.
Well, it ain't necessarily so. Jonah, he lived in a whale. Jonah, he lived in a whale. He made his home in that fish's abdomen. Jonah, he lived in a whale.
Away back in Thumbin, B.C., old Adam and Eve had to flee. Sure, they did their feed in that Garden of Eden. But what's left for us, you and me?
Old Samson from strong, he got weak. Samson from strong, he got weak. He got that haircut, Delilah, the fair cut. Old Samson from strong, he got weak.
Methuselah lived 900 years. Yes, Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no one will give in to no man what 900 years? To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. If please don't have no thought.
Oh, I take that fable whenever I'm able, but with a grain of salt. Solomon had 600 wives.
Has 600 wives. He's known for his wisdom,
but I'd say he is dumb.
Who takes himself 600 wives?
I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't necessary.
Oh,
you're gonna rise up safe. And then you'll spread your wings.
Setting off fireworks to celebrate the 4th of July is fast going out of date. This year particularly, there's a better, more fitting way to observe Independence Day. Buy an extra war bond to celebrate the 4th. Let that be your gesture to commemorate what our fathers fought for in 76 and what our sons, brothers, and husbands are fighting for today. And in the meantime, you'll be doing your part for the success of the 5th War Loan.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul Whiteman, and we'll be looking for you next Sunday. See you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station. Relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Eileen Woods, Bob Johnston, Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada. And from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war. Makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.